With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Several U.S. personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Walls tells the Salem Radio Network this was the latest in a series of unanswered attacks from Iran.
And this was a return from Iran's proxies in Iraq attacking our bases, which they did hundreds of times in the run-up to October 7th. And you'll remember we had three that were killed. And to this day, in the last 3 years, Iran has not paid a price.
U.S. defense officials said troops at Al Asad Air Base still assessing the injuries and damage. It appeared that as many as 7 military troops and civilians were injured. The attack comes as tensions across the Middle East are spiking following the killings last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran in suspected Israeli strikes. Both groups are backed by Iran. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebauer says while most warnings related to Tropical Storm Debbie are centered around the Carolinas and Georgia, there are other areas affected.
There could also be a few severe thunderstorm warnings or maybe even tornado warnings across the northern plains and the northern and central plains with two disturbances that are going to be moving through the area.
So far, the storm has already brought heavy rain to Florida, Georgia, and North and South Carolina. This late update on the Park Fire, the fourth largest in California history, nearly 426,000 acres have now burned. The fire still only about 34% contained. Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 109 points, the NASDAQ composite 88 points in the red. This is SRN News. America's weigh in on children.
Fewer and fewer women in this country are having children. The birth rate is below replacement level and has been for years. And a lot of Americans are concerned. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly half of adults think women having fewer kids is a bad thing, versus 20% who think it's a good thing and 30% who don't think it matters. Also, nearly half of adults say they do not plan to have children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Dakota Supreme Court has reversed a judge's dismissal of a lawsuit seeking to remove an abortion initiative from the November ballot. The court's orders follow a decision by Life Defense Fund to appeal the judge's July ruling. That group sued in June, seeking to remove the measure and alleging various wrongdoing related to petition circulators. Several other states will vote on abortion this fall. This is SRN News. The Small Business Administration expanding the Clean Energy Loan Program.
The SBA doesn't give out loans itself. Instead, it worked with lenders to offer small businesses loans that often carry lower interest rates than traditional loans. The SBA wants to bring in lenders ranging from hyper-local microlenders to nationally oriented financial institutions. Lenders can apply to become a microlender, offering loans up to $50,000, a certified development company, which are nonprofits focused on economic development of their communities, or a community advantage small business lending company, which is a non-bank lender focused on mission-driven projects. May Anderson, New York.
Officials from Boeing and Federal Aviation Administration facing questions about the door plug that blew off a 737 MAX jetliner in mid-flight. It's day two of a two-day hearing on the accident being held in Washington. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.